This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, December 5th. Well, grains struggle to start the week. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Corn was lower. They were unable to find any follow-through buying off Friday's run-up. Large supplies are still weighing heavy on the futures, and there's like a negative sentiment that it could continue for the next 3 or 4 months. Wheat was unchanged, and it went a little bit lower really right towards the end there, but the futures still remain relatively firm in spite of the fact that the world wheat glut still exists. We're still on shaky ground right now that we need some follow-through buying to eclipse last week's high, but we're going to do first things first if we can keep it from having any kind of a sell-off. So a lot to watch out for before the report comes in next week, but we're going to have some more volatility in the market and perhaps a little bit choppy sideways movement.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 4 1/4 at 411. December corn was down 5 1/4 at 339. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 515 to 520. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for December were down 1.5, ranging from 579 to 594. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for December were up 3.5, ranging from 734 to 754. Live cattle for December were down 85 cents at 116.40, and January feeder cattle were down 37.5 cents at 150.12.5. And December Class 3 milk was up a nickel at 15.35. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.